seems like when you go to a doctor's office, you only get 15 minutes to see them in most cases when you're talking about seeing a general doctor versus something specific if you're not already sick. And many times they're running late. So I'm just wondering, was there anything that was new that you shed some light on about those relationships, about, you know, how to maybe make that better? We as patients, how do we make it better? How do doctors make that better? Was there anything there you can dig out from your study for us?
Right. So I think in talking about the time challenges and what does this idea of favorite patients mean for as everyday regular patients who may not be going through a health crisis, I think the important takeaway is the importance of establishing this relationship of having a primary care doctor that is your usual doctor, that maybe you only see them once a year, maybe it's only for your annual physical in 15 minutes, but it's important to start building these relationships. So that when a health crisis comes up, that you already have a relationship with the doctor, that they already at least know who you are. That, I think it really points to the importance of going to having regular checkups and things just so you are establishing a relationship with a doctor. And ideally, you hope to not have to see them very much, but starting to build this relationship, having open communications is very important in the doctor-patient relationship.
And it sounds like really being your own advocate is really important as well, too.
Yes, absolutely. And I think when we asked physicians, what are your relationships like with your favorite patients, or how do you work through your relationships? What are your working styles like? A lot of times, favorite patients are not just the ones who we say yes to everything. They're not the most compliant or well-behaved patients, but they're able to talk things out and work through questions with their doctors. It's not just if you have questions about the medications, it's not just no, I will not take it, or yes, I will just do whatever you say, but if you have questions, I think finding a way to ask these things and have that open communication, advocate for yourself. I think these are all hallmarks of good patient-doctor relationships.